Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've now reached the halfway point, this worldwide broadcast. We're going to shift gears into a host of key issues here in a moment. In fact, will you guys print me for the Peter Del Scott interview, the two links I sent you yesterday? Headline, NATO says no to Russian plan to eradicate poppies, Reuters. Or it's a similar headline. I need that again. And I sent you another one. Oh, it's in the bio book. Okay, good. Yeah, NATO rejects Russian call for Afghan poppy spring. I sent you a couple other mainstream articles, too, where they just admit our government won't get rid of the poppies, and it's up over 12-fold the amount being shipped out of the country to Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, and the United States. Upwards of 90% of opium/heroin production coming out of there. Okay, Tim, real fast. So this was a wake that they raided, people are saying on the Internet. I mean, specifically being there in Michigan, what other info do you have?
Okay. Anyway, what happened is, I talked to one of the guys. I was actually on one of their broadcasts last night. And later that day, it was still Sunday, right? The FBI had told somebody at one of the, it's claiming to be Fox blogged on their website, that the reason these people were arrested were for making and selling pipe bombs. Now, if these were sealed documents, and this was still Sunday when this blog showed up on their website, if these were sealed documents, and this was Sunday, and they weren't to be open until Monday, okay, how did this blog end up on their website? You know, saying that they were making and selling pipe bombs.
I've seen on police footage, Farrell Montgomery was one of the cases out in Phoenix. They got jumper cables out on the news from his RV and said, look, pipe bombs. They will say a can of gasoline is a pipe bomb. They will say a toothbrush is a pipe bomb. They will say a canary is a pipe bomb. They will say an Easter bunny is a pipe bomb. And, you know, they'll just walk in your house, pick up a telephone, and go, this is a pipe bomb. See this? This kills police. This is people have to understand, the police frame people out of hand. And that is very suspicious, and I had seen reports of that this was known a day before the indictment was even released. But, you know, that can happen. But we need to track down who exactly put this on the blog.
Right, right. And then something about our local news. Now check this out, and I quote, local news was saying, of course, that just like you said, they plan to kill cops, and then they were going to raid the funeral processions and attack more cops. And I quote, she said, with weapons of mass destruction.
No, that's in the affidavit. Well, see, now a gun is a weapon of mass destruction. First it was nukes, but now that they need to invade countries that they have guns, I guess a .22 handgun is a nuke now. And, oh, yes, they know the public's dumbed down, so it's just militias, kill cops, WMDs. They wanted to attack a funeral procession. But you're saying that these people were all together at a wake, and that's what the cops actually raided?
Yes, it was a wake. One of their fellow comrades, call them what you will, had passed away, and they were gathered there at a wake. Now, I got some other stuff that's going to really blow you out of your shoes here. They specifically, yesterday, were stating that they didn't use the term arraignment. They used the term detention hearing. And local news reporting from the Detroit Federal Courthouse. They didn't use the term that they will be arraigned. They said they are going to their detention hearing. They specifically called it a detention hearing, which is probably nothing more than preparation for us to get used to that kind of terminology, I would imagine, from what I can see what they're trying to do.
Now, they've got the Belligerent Act racing through the House and Senate where U.S. citizens can be grabbed for any intelligence purposes and never be seen again, and enhanced interrogation can be used. Again, this is, they sold the American people that the police state was for Al-Qaeda. Now you're going to learn, no, it's for gun owners. It's for you. We'll be right back with Peter Del Scott. Stay with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, you know, I plugged this at the end of the last hour. I'm going to plug it again right now. We've got a T-shirt that I believe is destined to be one of the hottest sellers ever. Barry Sotaro, where is the birth certificate? It's got a picture, his official presidential photo, with the name Barry Sotaro, his real name, and under it, where is the birth certificate? On the back of the white T-shirt, InfoWars.com. You can be a walking, talking billboard. People say, Barry Sotaro? Yeah, that's his real name. Don't believe me? Just go Google it, and you'll see mainstream news, London Telegraph, Associated Press. But they would deny this during the campaign. He is actually a Indonesian citizen, gave up his U.S. citizenship, was adopted. That means he's ineligible to be president. Obviously, he's born in Kenya. The evidence is overwhelming. But you can't 100% prove that. You can 100% prove federal law that you cannot have a dual citizenship with Indonesia. At the time he did that, he is not eligible to be president of the United States. And he's... it's illegal to be passing the government takeover of health care. It's illegal to be expanding the Patriot Act. All of this to hire nothing but lobbyists. But if you can get Al Capone on insurance or tax evasion, why not get this Al Capone for the fact that he's really Barry Sotaro? And everybody needs to get this shirt and wear it at the Tea Party events. It'll be very, very popular, let me tell you. All right, I'm going to stop here in just a moment. We may have had a time zone issue with Peter Dale Scott, but it's not a big deal. We'll get him on the next few days, or he probably thinks he's on next hour. Webster Tarpley's on. I want to get him on about this militia situation. I have no idea what his opinion is. I just respect his opinion. Doesn't mean I'll totally agree with what he has to say. I don't know what he's going to say because I'm the real expert on this subject. I mean, I really have studied it and been in the middle of it for 14 years. But he'll probably see it as a provocateur and false flag event because I know he'll see some of the same indicators I've seen. I want to get his take on the Moscow situation. I mean, Paul Watson wrote an article saying, well, FSB's been tied to staging events, attacks against themselves before. This could be Russia. Tarpley may have a different view. I don't know, but Dr. Tarpley, we always enjoy his analysis. And so we'll get his take on that coming up. But right now, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Chris in Jersey. You're on the air, Chris.
Don't know. How's it going, Alex? I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you since back in 2000 when I was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. I used to listen to you on shortwave, and I used to listen to you whenever I was in an active-duty military stationed over there. And now I live in Jersey. I'm a school teacher. I'm a military veteran, and it's an honor to talk to you, Alex.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. Let me ask you this question. Well, make your point, and I want to ask you if you've been a long-time listener. I mean, have we not, I'm not bragging, I want people to take this serious, what we're doing here. Have we not called everything as it happens before it happens?
Oh, for sure. And, yeah, here's my point. There's no doubt that you are on the money with your analysis because you know exactly what they're doing. And you are not full of, you know what, you are precise. Here's my point. You know that CNN call you just did with their producer? They're doing
yes.
a piece on you. So I guarantee you that they recorded that phone call, and they're going to be using clips of that phone call that you made because the whole point is to kind of like denounce you or to make you look irrational or irrelevant. So I guarantee that phone call that you use is also going to appear on the piece. So it's going to be almost impossible for anybody to deny that you staged that CNN piece whenever they also use your phone call that you did on air today. But just be aware of that, Alex, that they're definitely going to be using that phone call. I'd watch out for that. And here's the final point.
You know, I thought about that while it was happening, but, I mean, that's okay. It's more important in case they don't air it that people, I mean, but then people won't even care. They'll say that isn't a real phone call. It's like they say Genesis is owned by some Saudi Arabian. Anybody could go look at the corporate documents of Genesis Communications in Minnesota. It's owned by Ted Anderson, but they don't care. They just make stuff up. And so I probably shouldn't even have responded, but I thought it was fun. And it's informative radio to call up and, you know, talk to the CNN people.
My degree is in psychology, and just my quick analysis there is I think you put too much credibility into what people that don't believe you say. Don't worry about what they're saying and them denouncing you and you having to prove yourself to them. You know that you're in the right. You know that you're strong. Stop wasting your energy and your time on these nutty people, conspiracy theorists, which leads me to my last point, that language sets the parameters of our subconscious ego. They have already defined the words terrorist, conspiracy theory, and words like that. They already got those terms. I think that we need a new term. And this is a million-dollar term, Alex. And I know you kind of struggle to define yourself when they ask you. You kind of say, I'm a constitutional conservative libertarian. But I think that the term that we need to start using is truth patriot. How can you not be for the truth? And it also kind of plays off on the fact that mainstream media spins things, and they sell us on disinfo. So to be the truth patriot also highlights what the mainstream media is doing the opposite of, and also brings to the fact that they divide and conquer us, that we're patriotic to the truth, not to one party. We know about the left-right paradigm, that we are truthful or patriotic to the truth. What do you think about that?
Well, I've made a similar point many times that I'm a freedom lover, and I'm into the truth, and I don't sit here and look at a news article and say, how should I cover this? What will people like? I just tell the truth. I just break down my knowledge, the research I've done, my larger understanding in context with whatever legislation we're covering or whatever news event we're covering. And that's all I've got is the fact that I am someone who has integrity.
No, without it. your JFK piece, you know, I've been doing a lot of investigation into JFK, and I think that's really the turning point where the New World Order made their run for America. So, you know, I wanted to get an update on that from you. And finally, last thing I have for you is 9/11 is a powerful number. 9/11 is the number that we call because we need help, a number we call for safety because we can't provide safety for ourselves.
It's an SOS call. It's an SOS call, and it has double meaning. The government's saying, this is our number. We did this, but it's hidden in plain view. But for the weak-minded, it's, oh, 9/11, you call us. This is when the government takes over. And they were on TV within minutes of the attack saying, the world has changed. We're going to take your rights away. This is the New World Order. It was all scripted. Go ahead.
Yeah, they said in 1991, George Bush mentions the New World Order. 2001, 9/11, the attack happened. So just beware of, they like the number 9/11 and 10-year increments. So, you know, we're coming up to 2011. I'd watch out for 9/11, 2011. You know, I'm just saying that that's their pattern, and I picked up on that pattern, and they used the term 9/11. But, you know, just to leave you on this note, Alex, don't put so much energy into the people that are denouncing you, and don't have to prove yourself to them. You know you're strong. You know that you're telling the truth. And stick with that, Alex. I've been listening to you for 10 years, and you're wasting too much energy. These people are holding you down. You need to step it up, and you need to keep strong, and you are the man, all right? Do not listen to these people trying to denounce you, and don't lower yourself to their level. You are the true patriot. All right, Alex?
All right, well, God bless you, Chris, and so are all our great listeners that are out there taking action. I don't even spend much time paying attention to people that are attacking me and lying about me. But if this is the thought process that went into calling CNN back on air, they interview me Friday. They say it's airing that night. It doesn't air. And so I'm out there during a break and I think, you know, I ought to call them. But then I go, oh, that's not much time to talk during a break, you know, to find out if it's ever going to air. Why don't I just do it on air? And then I think, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that because it'll be funny for all the people that are saying I made up that I was interviewed by CNN. So that's the thought process that went into it. But I think it's important sometimes to cover COINTELPRO and how people try to pull real leaders down, because when I'm being attacked, they're not attacking Alex Jones to get at Alex Jones. They know I'm not going to stop. They know my psychological makeup. They are doing that so new people that we've woken up, that you've woken up, start investigating and just see all the crud and all the disinformation and all the propaganda and then just get disillusioned. And so, but it is a distraction. I mean, when callers call in, you know, here and bring up, Alex, I know you're a good guy, or you need to answer this question. That's all a distraction at the end of the day, because I'm not running the government. I'm not running the country, regardless of whether I'm a good guy or a bad guy, and I'm a good guy. It's a distraction from, they're openly announcing they're going to take the public and private pension funds and give it to the private banks and take your money. Bloomberg, Business Week, WorldNet Daily. They're openly announcing they want to launch new wars. Fox News. Military husband probed for allegedly posting threats on radical websites. The man writing under the name ACA posted a comment last week in response to a story on the expanding role of the IRS under the new health care law. The story was posted on Infowars.com, which is operated by conservative talk show host Alex Jones. So they imply there that that I posted this guy's story. And this guy was calling up here yesterday going, look, I've worked for military security. My wife's a nurse. You know, the FBI and Secret Service are here tearing through everything. I didn't post this stuff. And I'm like, well, buddy, you know, and the comments we saw were pretty tame compared to some of the things. And it was posting his address and where he lived. He probably is being set up. But see, this is all being done so they can associate it with me. and associate it with my website. What is this, like the fifth or sixth time this has happened?
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Meds, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense.
There is always hundreds of thousands of comments conservatively a day on YouTube, Google, Yahoo, and thousands of other sites calling for violence, naming names. And we have a few moderators that if they see anything violent, they erase it. And this guy called up the office yesterday, and he talked to one of the customer service people, and they said he works for NSA, but they misunderstood when I talked to him. He worked for base security, he said. Or I didn't talk to him, some of the other guys didn't. They relayed it. And he was saying, this isn't me. I'm not the one that did this. Will you send me the IP addresses? And my customer service people said, no, we don't share IP addresses. But we went and looked it up, and it was a wireless card out of Kansas. And I don't know if this is his wireless card or not. He's saying he's being set up. I mean, why would he go post threats and then put his address and name and where he is on Infowars.com? And this happened over the weekend. And you read this Fox News piece, it basically implies it's all my fault. And here's another one. The Hutari Militia, Michigan Militia, Lone Wolves and Alex Jones, New World Order. And it basically says it's all my fault. Here is Fox News. Military husband probed for allegedly posting threats on radical website. Radical website. I mean, the demonization is in just full swing. And they just go picking through this stuff, finding anything they can to then imply. And again, that's the talking point from the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center for a year now. And now there's a special about me right on time on Anderson Cooper tonight. But you heard the producer saying it probably is going to air. They don't know. I mean, CNN is making specials about Alex Jones. And I'll tell you, we are as clean as a whistle around here, but these people don't care. They already tried to set my cameraman up as terrorist last year in Pittsburgh for just walking up saying, hi, can we talk to your spokesperson, please, about the troops on the streets? Yeah, go over there and wait. And they get a car, pulls up, and they say, leave. And the car follows them, and the police come and say they're terrorists. The base says you ran. You were sneaking around the fence. The military husband probed for allegedly posting threats on radical website, Fox News. And why are they coming after me, trying to discredit me right now? Because they know that I know they're getting ready to stage a bunch of terror attacks to be blamed on the Tea Party. And all you Tea Party people, you better get ready for this. And when it happens, you better come out and explain it's false flag. I know Michael Savage understands it. That's why for almost a year I've been playing his prediction that dovetails with mine. In fact, cue that back up in the next segment. The husband of a military service woman living on a Tennessee naval base is under investigation for posting threatening comments on a radical right-wing website, FoxNews.com has learned. The husband of a military service woman living on a Tennessee naval base is under investigation for posting threatening comments on a radical right-wing website, FoxNews.com has learned. Investigators with the Naval Criminal Investigative Services have seized the man's shotgun and taken into the armory at the Naval Support Activity Mid-South based in Middleton, Tennessee. The firearm will be stored there while the agency's probe continues. Well, he's saying he didn't do this. And who would go say their name and their address? Looks like a frame-up on the surface, doesn't it? The man, and then now the article just says he's guilty. He's denying it. They don't say that here. And then they just say he did it. This is the new journalism. The man writing under the name ACA posted a comment last week in response to a story on the expanding role of IRS under the new health care law. The story was posted on Infowars.com. So that implies for the weak-minded that I posted his story, not that it's a comment, which is operated by conservative talk show host Alex Jones. Not constitutionalist, not truth teller. When I was bashing Bush, I was a commie. Now I'm bashing Obama, I'm a right-winger. No, I'm a truth-teller. We just tell the truth. In response to comments made by a poster who questioned others' comments and commitment to violence against government workers, ACA wrote, then I hereby threaten you with violence. They even use the legalese to get somebody in trouble. That's the benchmark. So he says, I declare that I have threaten you with violence. If you come to my door, address removed, because that was in the post, see if I'm joking. And as for you, Ben, what does it look like you're living in right now? Ivan, go buy a gun. Get some practice in. I'm going to finish up with this because it gets really bad here. I shouldn't laugh about all this, but it's like gallows humor. It's insane. It's totally insane. What is going on? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate. And I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
God says you were neither hot nor cold, you were lukewarm, so I spit you out of my mouth. There's nothing worse than people who don't choose a side in history, in their own destiny. I choose the truth. I choose righteousness. I choose honor. The enemy hates that. But all they ever try to do is to make us feel powerless, to make us feel pathetic, but it doesn't work because the people are finding their power, they're finding their strength, they're rising up, they're saying no to tyranny. All right, I want to continue with your phone calls. Tarpley coming up. Got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. It's exhausting to even look at it. I mean, look at these headlines. Police criticized for staging mock burglaries. No, they actually come into your house and police accused of trespassing for burgling 50 homes to show owners how insecure they are. It's all part of training you. You have no rights. School apologizes after pupils were frog marched to be fingerprinted so they could eat in the canteen and the school lunch. Well, hell, they take kids' blood at birth without asking. They're medicalizing the police now with checkpoints and blood draws. They have an executive order on the books to take your blood to get a driver's license. Body scanners, brain scanners, and mobile trucks. They're just training you that police stick needles in you. This is hardcore scientific tyranny. I want to tell you about a few sponsors that have made today's radio show possible, and then we will get back into this Fox News report and then your phone calls. I mean, it's every 30 minutes or something. There's some new mainstream article attacking me and tying me into violent people. This is getting insane here. Oh. The weird thing is I'm so relaxed. I'm usually all fired up and angry and everything, and I'm just like very calm. I guess because I know what's going to happen. It's like I'm outside of it. More and more, I like to get outside of things. Speaking of Michael Savage, he's on screen right now. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Michael Savage here. This was almost a year ago. He made this prediction. Here it is.
Another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth. No, my friends, I am losing a great deal of sleep every night because I do see this happening right before my eyes. Again, I will repeat what I just said. Mark it down. I again tell you that there will be the equivalent of a crisis on the order of the Reichstag fire. I don't know where it will occur. I don't know how it will occur. I don't know what form it will take. But during this crisis that will be triggered by the Democrats around Obama, the gang that surrounds Obama, they will bring up Lincoln. They will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln in other terms during the Civil War. And they will do what Lincoln did. And they will arrest civilians without warrant in the name of saving the economy or saving the government from a right-wing takeover. Mark my words.
All right.
You could put that down.
And now they have the legislation introduced to do just that we've been covering the last few weeks. And the reason I play that clip every few weeks here is because he understands the model of the federal takeover. He understands what they've been positioning for, what they've been setting up. The centers to be detained as enemy belligerents, Paul Joseph Watson. You can go read the bill. You can also read Atlantic Monthly. We have a link to Atlantic Monthly's article saying exactly what we had to say about it. This is not just PrisonPlanet.com saying this. It's not just Judge Andrew Napolitano last Friday. This says for any intelligence purpose or any such matters as the president considers appropriate, the military can secretly arrest you, use enhanced detention and interrogation. That means torture. In the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010. And they're going to have all these staged militia busts and more attacks on IRS buildings, just building up the next few months, more and more, and congressmen getting shot at or shot, and schools being attacked, and bombings. Look in Greece how a woman and a child got bombed, or people in a Moscow tube. It's always the citizens being attacked because the government are the terrorists. And this bill says that no one, no court, no one will even ever have to know you've been secretly arrested unless an act of Congress is passed. So, yes, they're really considering everything they've been building towards in the last 20 years in this nation. And what is on the horizon? What's now right down the street? What's just a few feet away from us? It's getting closer. Taking all the pension funds, devaluing the currency, bank holidays, all being announced mainstream news now. They're demonizing the real militia by promoting cartoon-type militias. Separately, all over the country, they are recruiting through the sheriffs federal minion locals with 50 cals and armored vehicles. So the government is going out and getting its own counterfeit of the militia, an evil militia, to, quote, take on protesters with 50 caliber rifles just to shoot you. What Kurt Nemo wrote about that a month ago. But I don't remember the headline. Will you call Kurt? He linked to several mainstream newspapers and TV stations in Louisiana, and I've seen it in some other states, where it said, oh, they're training with 50 calibers to mow down protesters. So, the British in 1776, they have their counterfeit militia. Their counterfeit. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And this is so real, what's happening. This is a criminal revolution by offshore banks taking over the country and looting and robbing and raising taxes and sucking the money out of everybody. We're going into bondage. And the system is going to stage events to make them look like the protectors. It's very elementary. And then we've seen how they've done it over and over again, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. We have army manuals that are declassified on how to stage events, how to commit massacres, or how to foil fake massacres, get the locals to support you. Police, you are so manipulated by the feds. Feds, you're manipulated by your bosses. All right, let me tell you about a few of the sponsors, then I'm going to continue here. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28, the brand new Ecola Blue 30 machine, will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use. It'll make up 7.5 gallons a day of water. Great little units. Check them out at EcolaBlue.com. That's ECOLOBLUE.com. Or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And these are very affordable, wonderful little units. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. The best, purest water you can get, period. Also want to tell you about mysolarbackup.com. High quality little solar power unit. You can get a few of these and run your whole house. I don't know what it takes, 5, 6, 7 on the average house. Point is, it's a great system. It's a solar panel, a little control unit, and the batteries. MySolarBackup.com. You can also call them, get a free information package, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. That's MySolarBackup.com, 877-327-0365. Okay, you know, I don't even really have the energy to read this Fox News hit piece on me. And there's a CNN special. They're now saying it's going to air tonight. And you heard me. I said, what's this piece about? She goes, oh, it's about you. And, you know, I laugh about that, but it's gallows humor. It's not fun, okay? Yeah, here it is. Louisiana cops plan for end-of-the-world scenario. Police in Louisiana, Bashir Paris, are training for an end-of-the-world scenario. According to the Shreveport Times, the program is dubbed Operation Exodus, inspired in part with the book of Exodus in the Bible. And it goes on to talk about 50 caliber machine guns being issued to the new special citizen anti-riot group. Police volunteers will have access to 50 caliber machine gun to put down looters and rioters. Oh, God, help me. And none of us had to go along with this. The police and military didn't have to. But you just have weak brains, a lot of you. The citizens are even more weak-minded. Why do I see it all? Why can I predict everything they're going to do years before, months before, with total precision? Because it's simple. I'm not even upset. I'm more tired. Oh, you just want to think more of humanity. You want to think more of the police. You want to think more of the military. You want to think more of people in government. You want to think more of the people at CNN. You want to think more of the people at Fox, but they enjoy it. They feel like they're part of a winning team, and they're the big glitzy media and the government, and they can set up and destroy whoever they want. They're just evil. Evil is being selfish and not caring who you hurt. And enjoying manipulating people, enjoying lying to people. I, for one, want it to just stop. Tyranny isn't cute, it's not fun, it's not cool. And all of you fools that have joined up for this thing, you have no idea what your controllers have in store for you or what the controllers are already doing to us. They really do poison the water supply. They really do genetically engineer the crops to give you cancer. They really do put cancer viruses in all the major vaccines. I mean, I was going through news from last week here, and I was reading all these articles about cancer viruses and pig cancer viruses and the shots for the kids, and it was mainstream news. Well, who comes up with this stuff? Why? Why? And I'm bad because I don't. It's the weight of the knowledge. Because I know 99% of people taking part in this don't understand the big picture. And if you did, if you knew, you would not be part of this. And I can't imagine, but I can imagine, and that's the problem. But at one level, I can't imagine. Another, I can. The mindset of the controllers, they know everything I know and more. The master controllers, they see what they're doing. They've designed it. And because they know that information, they also know humans' true potential. And I can't imagine myself being in the mindset of wanting to dumb people down, wanting to hurt people, wanting to mutate humanity, wanting to be part of all of this. And so what they do is, somebody kills a cop, they blame it on me, proving it, person hated me. Or they set up a group and they try to tie him in with Alex Jones. Or they set up this guy in Tennessee and post his address and name on my comment board on my website and then try to tie it in the news, calling it a radical website of Alex Jones, it says both posts have been removed by the site. Earlier this month, of course, the cops gave him this information. Earlier this month, or it was given to the Southern Poverty Law Center, or ADL, and that was given to Fox. Earlier this month, the ACA posted a series of comments in which he talked about killing police officers and other law enforcement officers. And see, they never say that this guy is guilty until proven innocent, but that's what they're doing here. This is guilty until proven innocent, not innocent until proven guilty. They're now saying he's guilty. They just say he did it, even though they never say he's admitted to doing it. And one, he claimed to keep an AR-15 assault rifle by his door and loaded 12-gauge shotgun nearby. And he said he'd like to use both to kill police. The naval base spokesman said only one weapon, the shotgun, was removed from the man's home. ACA has also praised the actions of Joe Stack, the anti-tax Texan, who last month crashed a small plane into an Austin building that houses the IRS office, killing one of the workers. ACA said in one online post that Stack didn't have enough explosives on board the plane. Another post, he implored others to target Transportation Secretary Administration employees. And in an earlier post, he wrote, TSA, truly stupid a-holes. The guy that lived next to me worked for them, and I made his life a living hell till he moved. One Monday morning, NCIS agents and Bay Security located ACA at the address. That was yesterday. And privately owned on-base housing unit that he posted in a recent comment on Infowars.com. He admitted to posting the comment, said Bay spokesman David Crenshaw. The man's name was not revealed. But see, I've had Bay Security people lie about my employees before, so I don't, and this guy called here saying he hadn't done this, so I don't know what's true. Based on the statements, the installation commanding officer requested the resident surrender any weapons to Bay Security for safekeeping until the investigation could be completed. The resident was cooperative and complied with the request. The Naval Criminal Investigative Services and the installation security team are conducting an investigation into the statements to determine if there is any criminal wrongdoing. The action was taken after FoxNews.com inquired about the online comment. I hadn't read the whole article. They just gave this to me. Fox News is on my website, probably Glenn Beck's people, looking for stuff to talk. Oh, my God. Fox News, man.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Yeah, they came in during the break about 20 minutes ago, the break before last, and gave this to me, and I hadn't had a chance to read the whole thing yet. It's a long article. And it says, this action was taken after FoxNews.com inquired about the online comments. So there are literally millions of violent and threatening comments. I mean, you go to YouTube, they're just everywhere. I'm going to come to your house and kill you. I'm going to do this. Somebody needs to go after Obama. Somebody needs to do this. But CNN, Fox, all of them, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, they just climb over the site reporting this to the feds so that they can then have pieces implying I have a radical bad website. I'll guarantee you we can go search databases of Fox News and Fox Nation comment boards and find stuff. It's just insane until you understand they're trying to set us up and create this idea that Alex Jones is violent and bad and has to be brought down, has to be dealt with. Even though he's a civilian, the man is living on a military base, making him a subject of rules on that base. The commanding officer has the authority to take any weapons that are on the base, whether they belong to a member of the military or a civilian, and store them at the armory. For the same reason, the NCIS has the authority to arrest him. The man who has not been charged will be permitted to check his shotgun out of the armory, but he will be monitored while doing so, Crenshaw said. NCIS said the base security force will continue to monitor the man as they conduct the investigation. This isn't even proper English. They will continue to monitor the man as they conduct their investigation. Thus far, Crenshaw said it appeared to investigators that the man had not violated any law. Well, that sounds like a setup then. Threatening violence is taken very seriously, but it's not necessarily a legal act. There's freedom of speech, Crenshaw said, adding that investigators would step in if they sensed the man was going to take action and that his online rants were more than just blather. Crenshaw said he did not know if Madman, the commenter who replied to ACA's post, was being sought by investigators. Well, everybody has enjoyed the comment sections of InfoWars and Prison Planet, but we've tried to not go to a registration system, but we've got to just now go to a strong registration system. But we tried it once, and then they just put fake emails and fake names and fake IPs in to do all this. And they're trying a lot of other stuff, too. They call into the show and say, you know, basically, you're a coward. You need to call for violence, Alex, trying to manipulate me into that. I genuinely believe violence is not the answer, and I've always explained that. Information is the answer. The system stages violent acts over and over again as a pretext to demonize legitimate constitutional debate. We're winning in all the polls. The people are really waking up. That's why the system is going to stage terror attacks and blame them on the Patriot, the Conservative, the Libertarian, the Second Amendment groups, the Tea Parties. And yours truly, number one, I'm the big enemy. I'm not controlled opposition like Glenn Beck. I'm real. The system knows that. And we have educated tens of millions of people, and we're exponentially growing, and they know that. But I should be glad they're just trying to demonize me, because that's probably the extent of it. They know if they kill me or set me up, that'll be too obvious. But who knows? But regardless, I know I've done this to wake people up and try to save my beloved country. My forefathers did a lot more, so I'm honored.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.